Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. He said that in a strange way, didn't he? It is Thursday, the 19th of June, on 2025. That'll be the date, and it's, I don't know what it is, 7 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Cat is on the sofa. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life, behind the scenes of ye oldie podcasty manny. And it is a sunny day. It is a sunny, shining day so far. So we put the bedding in. It was due for a wash into the washing machine. So it's doing its machine washing. And we are off to the farm shop this morning to go and purchase some grub, which would be very nice. Julia is here. They are all dressed, pretty much. I've just had a nice shave without nicking myself. Yeah, it's always good not to, you know, make off with a swag bag taking you away.
And say, I'm going to pinch you instead.
Ah, yeah, thanks. Got quite a bit of washing to do. I've got two loads of washing. One lot of washing has been gathering up, then the bed linen, and you know, only one washing machine at the moment.
Two washing machines between us.
Yes, one's at your house and one's at mine.
I can take a load there if need be.
So yes, it's a farm shop today. Julia came over last night. We were going to have a lasagna. That's what I was going to do, but in the end, turned out to be
a bloody late one.
So. Late as in, Julia was waiting for her ex to get home so that she could get over here and he would take over the childminding duties and etc. So in the end I did burgers and veg, which was very nice. Farmhouse burgers, I just have to buy some more of those.
Is it minding when it's your own children or is it rearing? I'd be interested.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's a bit of both. You are minding them, aren't you? And
yeah.
you're rearing them.
Yeah.
You're not minding them for anybody else.
No. Of course.
You're minding them when you're with them.
Yeah.
And rearing them. Well, they always think of rearing as a thing that you do with animals, don't you?
Rearing, raising.
Raising.
Raising children. Anyway, sorry.
I mean, you're minding them so they don't get into trouble as well, or, you know, and electrocute themselves by sticking their fingers into the sockets. Shush. All that kind of stuff. Whatever it might be. Hello, Mo. So that's that. And then we did another chapter on the book. Julia sits and reads through. We've gone through some quite tricky chapters because there's lots of information in them that need to be explained. We're doing it in a strange order. We're not doing it as in order of the story, it was just the way we started doing it, really. And then we started to work backwards. But in a way, it is quite useful for me because you're... I mean, I know the story very well, but it means that the chapters stand out a little bit more on their own because you've taken them out of context, if you see what I mean, rather than blurring the lines as they follow one another, as they will to the reader, hopefully. But we're very close. And yesterday, most of the day, well, I had two tasks, really. One was to read... I've got tomorrow, I'm interviewing Tess Laurie at her book launch in Wiltshire somewhere, and I've had to try and read some of the book, but the book only came a few days ago, so it's a bit of a rush job. So part of her book launch, we're on stage and I'm going to be asking her about her book, so I've got to have my wits about me. I did buy some wits and I put them in a big box. I can't find them now. So I'm trying to read enough to glean some questions to talk about or to get her to talk about her book. But at the same time, just as important, I'm trying to finish mine because the old pennies now need to come in. So I've got to get to a point where we can finish the book and sell it. And you know, it's been on the cards now for over 10 months, so... it's got to pay for itself.
Are you generous?
Isn't it?
8 months.
8 months?
Yeah, that's how long you've been writing it.
Oh, from October?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you are. There's less time.
It's just feels...
Feels like 10 months. Feels like 10 years. But, yeah, so apparently it's only 8 months. I've been corrected. Anyway, either way, it's 8 months of work that has been... seen me bashing away at the typewriter, come hell or high water, through the whole winter, sitting on the sofa with the laptop, and in the summer sitting at the computer, sometimes sitting outside, but working away on the book. And it'll be about 400 pages, I think, by the time it's finished, and 140,000 words. I don't want to make it too long, because it makes it too expensive to print. But at the same time, it has, you know, a book has its own rhythm. I'm talking like I'm an expert or something, but this book has its own rhythm. I'm an expert in my own book. So there, you know, one can be an expert in one's own project, but I don't know if I gave it to... You know, if a big publisher said, oh, yes, we're interested in it, they may cut it down by 100 or 200 pages and go, no, it's that you waffled on too much. And I don't know that I have, because, as I say, there's a certain rhythm to the story. And you're taking people on a journey through what I deem to be truthful and useful, and also information that people who have... perhaps only a glean of things are being wrong. There is a lot of truth bombs in it. Well, you know, you can decide whether they're truth bombs. Opinion bombs, let's say, probably is a better way of saying it. You know, because at the end of the day, it's all fiction, isn't it? So anyway, I've worked on that. I'm on the last chapter, really, and there's the epilogue. And this one's... just taking a bit of time, you know, a few couple of weeks. And then at the same time, I had a quick search online to have a look at land and property and what have you. And of course, emails. I was answering emails. And in the emails, there was yet another one, a person saying, oh, Richard, yeah, we're trying to buy land and we're trying to do this. And you start to think, bloody competition everywhere. Everyone's probably looking at the same bit of land going, oh, yeah, I want that. Oh, yeah, I want that. And whilst you don't want to be nasty to anybody, you want to get that wonderful bit of land with the tumbled down cottage that you know you could renovate and a couple of acres to... You know, everybody's after the same thing. So when it comes, it'll be just snapped up. And that's the trouble. We're all after the same magic bean. But opportunities will happen. In the meantime, you know, in this sort of holding pattern, enormous amounts of money are being spent, not needlessly, because they need to be spent just to stay still, but it would be so much nicer not to have to buy so much or spend so much if Julia and her kids and myself had our property. And, I mean, we'd be spending loads on that, of course, but we'd be able to grow our own stuff and, you know, be as self-sufficient as possible. That's the idea. It may not come to that. Who knows?
Unless we give ourselves the chance, we'll never know.
Well, exactly. We've got to give it a go or we'll be just... We can't stay where we are. That's the bottom line. We can't stay where we are because I haven't got any income. Other than, and if the book fails... then we're stuffed.
I'll just start painting you like those French girls.
Painting me like a French girl. Well, I look nice as a French girl.
You look nice, we'll stop. But yeah, I think you would look nice as a French girl. Put a little pretty bonnet on you.
Yeah. I don't think people would buy those pictures.
I don't know, maybe a certain type of clientele, but probably not enough.
Probably not enough. Would you buy a picture of me as a French dressed as a French girl? Probably not. It's a bit of a worry.
It was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
It was a quote from Titanic.
I don't remember Titanic.
It's a bit where,
I haven't watched it.
Oh.
I've never seen that. I've watched the one with... oh, I can see him now.
I can't.
No. What's his name?
Don't know.
Anyway, from the 1950s.
Don't think I've seen that one.
No. Yeah, but the one you're talking about with Leonardo DiCaprio, whatever his name is.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It's never interested me.
Well done.
So when you do quotes and that from there,
I'm sure I've explained that one to you, but...
Well, I know that people... Yeah. I know the story that the boat sinks for nefarious reasons.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I've got that
Good
bit.
Good grief!
But I don't know the...
So you've spoiled the whole thing.
Yes. I don't know the bit about the Leo Caprio and whoever else it was, Sigourney Weaver or whoever it was with him.
That's not her name, but...
Leon Dion, was it?
No, that's Celine Dion. No, no, but she lays down naked on a couch and she says, I want you to paint me like those French girls, i.e. the French girls that he used to paint in France.
Oh, I see.
But yeah.
And does he?
Yes, he does paint her nude.
Right.
With the necklace. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Yes. So anyway, I've not seen that. I've not seen many of those kind of films. I haven't seen The Matrix, everybody quotes from, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
But that is an idea, though. Maybe we should start doing sketches and paintings. People might want to buy them. I don't know.
Paintings?
Yeah.
Of what? Of me in as a French woman? Are we going back to that? What do you mean?
Well, I used to paint a lot.
Yeah.
And you used to draw a lot.
Yeah, but my drawings are not good enough to be sold. People won't. Nobody would want to buy anything I draw. I mean, it's so amateurish at the moment. Well, I know that because I can look at them and go, phew, can't even draw a hand.
Yeah, but you've got a brilliant sense of humour. What if you did little three-piece
Sweet.
Comic strips?
Yeah, no, I need to practice. If I could practice, put the 10,000 hours in.
Yeah.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because there's so many talented people, other people who are really good at it. You just think, well, look at mine compared to theirs. It looks like a two-year-old.
But do you know what? There's all tastes and all flavours, isn't there?
Yes, but unfortunately the commercial taste seems to be much more commercially minded. You know, you might think of one person who'll go, oh, I feel sorry for that poor bald git. I'll buy a picture of his for a fiver. You know,
it doesn't matter how skilled a person is. You cannot buy soul. You cannot buy the essence. That
well, I hope not, because otherwise there'll be a lot of people walking around without their essences.
This is true. Anyway,
how are we doing on this? I can't remember where we're going. So, that's really the size of it. Sorry to say. I think this is going to be a short episode because...
Because I keep interrupting. Sorry.
No, that's all right. I've got to think of a... It's bad enough now. My brain seems to be a bit empty today. So then I've got to think of something for the video today. That's relevant. I seem to have lost my relevance. Well, the trouble is, you see, I don't want to keep doing negative stuff. Because if you do the, oh shit, look what's just happened, you'll get loads of views. But it doesn't make any difference to me whether I've got 10,000 views, 100,000 views, or one view. I don't earn anything from any of it. Not that earning is the big thing, but it's not the motivator anymore. So if that's not the motivator, then why scare people or put people into fear when you could put people into love, let's say, or you could, not the putting people, that sounds like that there's some sort of control, or but you could suggest, it could have a more positive feel to a video. But they don't garner views, you see. And then, of course, you start slipping down the slippery... It's like a pop song, isn't it? If the pop song doesn't do what pop songs are supposed to do and it puts out something which they want to do which doesn't fit the mould, nobody listens, even though perhaps it may be more altruistic and better for the listener. But in terms of YouTube, people just want to be frightened. And that's what they go to. That's my...
They want the thrill, don't they?
Yeah, they want that, you know, it's all very well saying, oh, no, it'll be all right, don't worry about it. And they go, oh, yeah, what do you know? What do you know? And, of course, what do I know? What do I know at the end of the day? You know, you're just working from the gut, really. Your intuition and your feeling that you've got the answer, but I don't know. In the end, it's all a bit confusing, isn't it? And I think that's what the old dark forces, you remember them? Those dark forces with their sort of little hats and long trench coats living in swamps.
Was that dark forces?
duck forces. The old duck forces. Yeah, they were with their big bills and beaks and flappy
wings.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want confusion. They don't want people to align and have a lovely life and help one another and be basically be free and all of that.
And live in harmony.
But then I suppose you could argue, was there any time that we know when people did live in harmony? Was there a time? I mean, people have lived with harmonicas, but that's not quite the same thing. But anyway, I will leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for bearing with me on today. I think I'm a bit discombobulated this morning. I'm not quite sure why. Very close to the end. Got a few things going on. Got logs coming on Saturday. So, great excitement. Anyway, till the next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.